This is Sam. Thank you for visiting Teach Bible Talks Daily Insight for January the 24th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 18 to 21. It says there, "For as I have often told you before, and now I tell you again, even with the tears, many people live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body." End of quote. I recently read a quotation, and it is from Jean Nature. It says, "It's choice, not chance, that determines your destiny." End of quote. The Bible says, God says in the Bible, that he had already written your destiny based on the choice you make right now when you live on this earth. In today's passage, Apostle Paul says that he repeats the same thing. Many people live as if they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their attitudes, words, actions indicate that they are the enemies of Jesus Christ. They are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You see, they live for the now and here. They live for their stomach and lustful passions. They glory in apparently shameful things. Shame actions are glorious for them. They always and continuously think about earthly things. You see, if the statement was true in the first century when Apostle Paul wrote this epistle, how much more is it true today? Their destiny is destruction. However, there is a second group of people in our insight. They know their citizenship is not here on the earth. They know for sure theirs is in heaven. They eagerly wait for the Savior who comes from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for them, and then ascended to heaven. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Why do they wait eagerly? The next verse says the answer. Lord Jesus Christ will transform their lowly bodies so that they will be like the glorious bodies of him. Their bodies will look like his glorious and majestic body. How does he do this? It says there, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control. You see, Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 says this about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It says, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. End of quote. You see, who holds the whole universe together? Who has the power to do it? Bible says Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does this. The gigantic machine called the whole universe runs in its track with no collisions or slightest technical issues because Jesus Christ holds it together in his power, the Bible declares. Beloved, your humble and lowly bodies will be transformed to look like his glorious and heavenly body by the exertion of the same power that Jesus holds the universe together. Your glorious destiny is already written if you are a believer in Christ Jesus. God had already written the last chapter of your life if you have his Son Jesus Christ. You see, 1 John chapter 3 says this. It says, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. That is who we are. But the people who belong to this world do not recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. We are God's children, but he has not shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is." End of quote. What great love God the Father has lavished on you that you would share the glory of his Son throughout the eternity? Is it not the amazing grace of God that saved a wretch like you and me? Beloved, do not wait for the chance. Chance or your best wish would never make it. It is your choice that determines your future destiny. You choose your career, your spouse, your house, and even you choose your political party. However, the most important choice you would make is none of this. It is this: where will you spend your eternity when you breathe your last breathing? This is the cardinal and most vital choice you would ever make. Jesus says, and it is recorded in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He says, "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me." End of quote. Door means the door of your heart. Invite Jesus to come into your life. He promises he will dine with you. It means if you invite him to come in, he will accept you no matter who you are. He will fellowship with you, not only here on this earth, but also all through the eternity. At the time of your death, he takes you to his home in heaven. You will spend eternity with him. What a wonderful choice you can make today. What a marvelous invitation Jesus gives you today. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I do not want my destiny in destruction. I want to make sure my destiny is in heaven with you. I believe and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I know I can be a citizen of heaven. I know Jesus, by the exertion of his power, he will transform my lowly body to become like his glorious body. I open the door of my heart and life and invite Jesus to come in now. Please give me your love and fellowship now and forever. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.